Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. Lifting your hands, praying in tongues, gifts of prophecy and healing. What about the Catholic Charismatic Renewal today on Made for Glory? I remember the first time I was exposed to charismatics in the Catholic Church. Charismatics are Catholics who pray in the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes they'll pray in tongues. A lot of times they'll pray over one another for healing. There'll be different manifestations of the Holy Spirit, words of wisdom. Sometimes people will be knocked out cold. They'll be slain in the Holy Spirit. And it was kind of shocking for me to experience that because it was very different than the Catholic Church that I had grown up with, where there wasn't a lot of emotion. There wasn't a lot of expression. There wasn't a lot of raising up your hands, except from when we'd hold hands during the Our Father. So this is very new to me. So coming to know the Charismatic Renewal has been something that has enriched my faith and the faith of tens of thousands of other people. Pope Francis has recently called the Charismatic Renewal a current of grace running through the church. So it's not outside the church. It's not like a parachurch or some other sect. It's part of the church. It's within the church, but it is this current of grace where people are open to the power of the Holy Spirit, where they're praying for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit in their lives, sometimes called a baptism in the Holy Spirit, where people are alive to the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives them. It draws them into being able to have a relationship with Jesus that is deep and intimate and personal and really empowers people to be able to share this with others. So the great papal preacher, the guy who preaches to the Pope is a priest named Father Renero Consolamessa, and he's part of the Charismatic Renewal. And he speaks about this sober intoxication of the Holy Spirit. The sober intoxication, meaning you haven't lost control, you're not drunk in any sort of unseemly way, but you're filled with this power, this joy that is overwhelming, that is so beautiful and effusive that you want to share it with other people. So as a current within the church, it allows our faith to come alive. So hopefully you can check out the Charismatic Renewal, not as something off to the side or some secret part of the church, but at the very heart of the church, this reality that we are all called to come alive in the fire from heaven, the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. We are called to cultivate love for Scripture, a deep, personal, and intimate relationship with Jesus, and the desire to share that with others. So as members of the church founded by Jesus, filled with those charisms, those gifts, the Charismatic Renewal embodies, hopefully today we can say yes to the gift of the Spirit, allow Him to be active in our lives. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.